Health officials in the UK are investigating the first confirmed case of a new strain of swine flu. The H1N2 V infection was discovered during a routine flu screening test at a GP surgery in North Yorkshire. The person affected had respiratory symptoms but has since fully recovered. They did not have any known contact with pigs, so investigations are underway to determine the source of the infection and its potential risk to human health. While cases of swine flu in humans do occur, with 50 cases reported globally in the past 20 years, this particular strain is slightly different from recent cases but similar to viruses found in UK pigs. In 2009, there was a pandemic of swine flu caused by a virus that spread among pigs, birds, and humans. The UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, plans to increase surveillance in GP surgeries and hospitals in the affected area of North Yorkshire. Close contacts of the infected individual are being traced to prevent further spread. The Health Secretary, Victoria Atkins, has expressed confidence in the UKHSA's screening and monitoring program and urged the public to trust their expertise. People experiencing flu-like symptoms are advised to avoid contact with others, especially those who are elderly or have underlying health conditions. The Chief Veterinary Officer, Christine Middlemiss, emphasizes the importance of maintaining high standards of animal health, welfare, and biosecurity to prevent the transmission of diseases from animals to humans. Pig owners are urged to report any signs of swine flu in their herds to their local vet. Experts in the field have stated that this new strain of swine flu does not cause more severe disease than other common types of influenza. They believe that this single case is unlikely to represent anything more significant than what has been seen in the past. The infection was mild, which aligns with previous experiences. Overall, there is no need for excessive concern at this time.